with the nation of Israel. Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord with all of our heart. Since October the 7th, you and I have reached into our back pockets and we have given way over $500,000 to the Messianic Christians that are in the nation of Israel to spread the gospel, to actually house and protect people. We, you and I together, we have built so many bomb shelters. We bought somewhere $200,000-$300,000 worth of bulletproof vests just for citizens to be able to walk around in that live close to anywhere near Gaza.
Well, friends, when you stand with Israel, man, you got to be able to fight through it. And guys, we are in the fight. Keep your gloves up. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Pastor Troy Allen Brewer here coming at you strong from the studios here at Open Door Church. I just got in from Redemption Ranch. Guys, we had a big star party out there last night. We had Dr. Andre from Faith TV was out there. We also, I had a whole bunch, a whole host of friends that was out there. And I want to bless you in Jesus' name. I've got some good news. Good news I've got you. And you're going to hear a lot of testimonies today. You're going to get wrecked. The Spirit of the Lord is going to jump all over you the way that the alien jumped on John Hurt back in the year 1980. And you're not going to be able to get Jesus out of your head after you see what happens here today. Because today, I want to tell you that I have a good... I have somebody I've wanted on here for a long, long time. And this lady who's going to be with us here today, Dr. Brooke Parker Bellow, is actually a hero of yours truly. Is somebody that when I found out she wanted to talk to me, I couldn't believe it. And I don't remember. I think I was in California, I think it was. And Brother Jamie Galloway is the guy who hooked me up with her. And I called her. We were doing that movie out there, that rescue movie that... is going to be coming out sometime in 2026. And what is that? It's actually called Dream.
Dream movie.
And it's the movie that's called Dream. You guys look that up. Look up Dream movie. And it's inspired by one of our stories. And it's about trafficking and it's about rescuing kids. And it's a supernatural movie. But with all that said, man, I was out there doing that. And I was like, are you kidding me? This lady wants to speak to me. And I actually really messed up because what I said to her is, I said, I know that you got like the Presidential Medal of Freedom, but I don't think that that's right. I think I messed that up. Now, maybe she has, and I'll ask her whenever she gets on here. But I know that she has got the Lifetime Achievement Award, and that was in 2016, and that was from President Obama. And then in 2019, she was given the Advocate of the Year Award by Pam Bondi, are you kidding me, by the Attorney General. And she is a rescuer. She has been rescued herself. Buckle your seatbelts because this is going to take place here in just a few minutes. So here's what I want to do. I want to ask all my friends that are on Facebook to like this thing, all my friends that are on YouTube to subscribe to this thing, to all my friends that are on Instagram. Hey, listen, if you guys will follow, also follow us if you're on TikTok. Also follow us if you are on Rumble. And follow us if you are on X. And if you haven't done that yet, I double dog dare you to become a missionary media person and just go gang, 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 and do that. And I greatly appreciate it. I'm seeing people from all over the planet Earth. I've already seen my friends in New Zealand are on here. Who else? Have you guys seen any other nations yet that have been on here? I don't know.
Not yet. No, sir.
Else is so yes, if you guys are. Would, man, let me know where it is that y'all are watching from. And I'll be sure and do a shout out to you. It's just like Rose, just like Sarah Spencer, just like Rosemary Sampson, just like Miss D 2000 that is on there right there, who says, I plan to be there in person tonight.
Amen.
So, yeah. So, guys, joining me is my good friend, one of my daughters in the Lord. She's a daughter to the house. Some say tomato. I say tamayo. Rebecca Tamayo. How are you?
I'm good, Pastor. It's good to be here, and it's a great day to be alive.
What
like
happened
you said.
To you in the third service, oh, gosh, in the overflow service? Holy Ghost hit a girl.
Ready.
Holy Ghost hit a girl. Girl fell out, and I'm up there playing my guitar and watching all this because we just started the overflow service.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Now, you
yes,
don't be
sir.
Embarrassed by that.
No,
you,
I'm not. I'm
you're
just...
so submissive to the King of Kings, and I love that about you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I love that.
Obedience, and thank you for when the leader is obedient, it makes it easier for those that are behind the leader to be obedient. So
Amen.
Your obedience helps us be obedient. And honestly, I was not expecting that. I was like, Lord, I want you to heal the people. I want you to touch people. I want miracles. We pray for that every single day. We pray that every service.
That's right.
We have a healing tent. So I was expectant for other people to receive their miracle. Sure. That's what I was excited for, to see miracles, cancer, tumor, everything. I was literally ready for that, but not knowing that God had something else. And in your obedience, he speaks to you. And I'm like, okay, he commanded me to do something. And there's no words. I am speechless, but he has given me a new command, and I'm not second guessing it. There's no doubt, and I'm running with it. The same way that you take it, you said, let's take it, take action.
Let's go.
We're not stepping back. And something was literally deposited that day that I haven't felt after I received my healing when Brian Gibson was here.
Yep.
Something flipped, and I knew it was coming. I didn't know what it was. And then Sunday was just the frosting on the cupcake.
Well, I want to just invite everybody to come out to Open Door Church for our overflow service, which is only about, listen, guys, we do the 9 o'clock service. We do the 10, we do the 11:30 service. But then now, guys, we also do the 1:30 service. Amen. And the 1:30 is nothing but communion, baptism, and altars.
Amen.
That's what the whole thing is. And can you not tarry for one more hour? It goes from 1:30 until 2:30 because, guys, people are hungry for the Lord. Guys, we had over 50 salvations. I'm talking about first-time salvations here last weekend. Mm-hmm. And not just here, but at all of our street outreaches, at our giant food bank that we had. We're doing the food bank again this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. The food bank is going to be up. Guys, we're going to feed over 4,000 people. We're giving away more than 100,000 pounds of food. The way that we have faithfully now for 35 years. We just celebrated our 35th anniversary of the Open Door Food Bank. We come a long way, man, from being from working out of the back of my pickup truck, man, when all my babies were all little. And they're all grown up now, got tons of babies themselves now. But, man, we come a long way. And to have hundreds of volunteers feeding thousands of people, we pray over every single person. Amen. Hey, if you're like, hey, man, I wish I could go with you, man, to Mexico or to Belize or to the Amazon, or go with you to Asia or go with you to Africa, or I'd love to go with you to India. I do too. I want you to come go with me on that. And I want you to help me rescue kids, and I want you to help me rescue my rescuers. But you know what you could do? You could go all the way to Joshua, Texas. As we have already fed over 1.1 million people out of that one single food bank. And that is not counting all of our other food banks that we have throughout the world, like the one that we have in Nicaragua, where we feed more than 100,000 people a month. And again, that's just two food banks I'm talking about. King Jesus trusts us with, I don't know, somewhere around 20 million pounds of food a year that we give out. And the Lord is with us. But guys, it's not just a humanitarian effort. It's just like our rescue with children. It can't just be a humanitarian effort. Amen. It has to be His kingdom is coming. It has to be an expression of the heart of King Jesus. So I want to encourage you guys to come out and join us. It's going to be a hoot. Mm-hmm. And that's this coming Saturday at Open Door Church.
Yeah.
So what all do you have to tell
everybody? So we have New Beginnings conference tickets are now available. Y'all, if you have not been to one of our New Beginnings, I'm very excited for this one because every year, Pastor, it gets better and better. What God brings, the revelation, the word that God puts in your heart to be released is phenomenal. So it's going to be the Heart of David New Beginnings Conference. It's going to be January 21st through the 24th. And we're excited and we're expectant to see what God does. You go to troybrewer.com to get your tickets, or you can go to odx.tv, and tickets are going by fast. So please get your tickets. You're not going to want to miss this. You're going to want to be in the room.
It's definitely going to sell out in person.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
It'll sell out in person. But you can also, your tickets are also transferable, man, to watch them online.
Yes, sir. We are online.
And for all of our ODX Stage 3 people and our lifetime partners at ODX Stage 3, you get to watch every single conference that I do for free. If you're a lifetime person, for the rest of your life.
Amen.
And I think we have some new lifetime people.
We do. We have actually, now that you're saying that, we have 6 new life partners. Ruth from Texas.
Wow, Ruth.
Gaius from Illinois. Riley from Minnesota, Barbara from California, Jeff from Texas, Annette from Texas. Wow, thank you so much. Isn't that a blessing?
It's their, you know, partnering. People's sacrificial and faithful giving to this endless money pit of raising more than 4,500 children that are under our care at this very moment. And many more are coming in, guys, as we rescue and rescue and rescue. Guess do y'all realize that we've rescued more than 11,000 children together out of sexual trafficking?
Amen.
That's not the tens of thousands of children that we've rescued from not having an education and building a school, or all the over 1,300 or 1,030 water wells or all the things. That's literally children that come from trafficking, including these last three little hobbits in Mexico that we just got, a 5-year-old little girl, a 10-year-old, and 11-year-old little girl who were literal slaves just a few weeks ago. I'm talking about true modern day slaves. And the 10-year-old little girl there, she's also a pornography star, and she had millions and millions of views of people watching her abuse. Well, where are the people of Jesus? Where are they? Well, here we are. And you know what, guys? We're coming. And we have teams all over the planet Earth. We have our security teams all over the planet Earth. We have licenses in multiple nations now. We have our own guns. We have our own perpetrators. We got our own awesome people. And they are out there kicking down doors. They're doing the investigations. And we are working now with governments all over the planet at a heightened way. I mean, we know them now, and we're on their radar. I just got to speak to Mexican Congress.
Wow.
And that was fun.
How was that?
It was incredible. And actually speaking to the entirety of the Congress of Mexico and standing before them and talking about 30 years of rescuing children in the nation of Mexico, and say, it's time for you guys to step up, and it's time for you guys to, this nation needs to be known. I told the Congress of Mexico, man, this nation needs to be known as a nation that rescues kids. It does not need to be known as the greatest perpetrator of child pornography. 65% of all child pornography in the world, little girl, in the world, is made in the nation of Mexico. 65%. Wow. And you know why that is? Because Americans are the biggest buyers of child pornography.
Lord, all of
that is a porno issue. And I know people don't like me talking about porno, but you're a bunch of limp-wristed cowards. I'm going to talk about it every single day for the rest of my life and go, this is a thing. People are being brainwashed. People are being hooked. And not only does pornography ramp you up to where, I like to put it this way, you start off and you're like, it'd be kind of cool to watch the Oriental Babysitter, and then you end up watching the baby. It takes you from the babysitter to the baby is what it does. And I just think that adult, godly people should be able to talk about this stuff and go, we're not going to let that be a part of our dadgum sexuality. No. We're just not going to do that. That doesn't fit in. The Holy Spirit doesn't move in that. And it literally, if you are watching pornography, you're watching a crime scene. I guarantee it. Or you're watching the funding of a crime scene.
Wow.
Repent, get out, come out of that. Because not only will you open up a portal from hell that brings a demon into your house and all of your house to the fourth generation, the iniquities of the fathers are passed down. Jesus. But not only that terrible principle, but also too, it teaches you how to surf the dark web. It not only does it brainwash you, but it actually, the more you surf, the more you learn, you get deeper and deeper and deeper. And before long, you'll learn how to actually find a child and how to actually go and purchase that child. That's what it's all designed to do. That's the rails that it's on. And until the body of Jesus gets serious about rescuing children and raising children, and until the body of Jesus gets very serious about our own sexuality and about confronting the fact that we have actually partnered with these demonic things and repent and say no more, and then get serious about voting for the people and supporting the people that are in our national government that want to shut it down. It needs to be shut down. All of it needs to be shut down. Well, Pastor Rory, you know, you just, you know, you're a preacher and you're just going, no, let me tell you what, I'm a dude and I'm a dad and I'm a papa bear and I'm going after these kids. Stand with me. Go to troybrewer.com. And today, guys, we have a special offer. I don't even know what it is.
So as you're talking about partnering with us, if you just tuned in and you're like, how can I partner? How can I become? How can we save more children? We are going to have our ODX weekend, November 15. And if you have not signed up, you're going to want to come. This is another way that we are able to rescue the rescuer, to be the hands and feet of Jesus. This is going to be amazing, Pastor Troy. November the 15th. This is first for our lifetime and our third stage. You guys get the email first. So if you have not signed up and you're joining us on YouTube, you're joining us on Facebook, go to odx.tv. I want to encourage you to step out in faith. And if you're like, Rebecca, I don't know, no, I'm telling you what you are planting you will harvest. So I want to encourage for lifetime partners and stage two, let's not start at the bottom. Let's start at the high and let's have faith and let's put that faith to work. So I want to encourage you, if you become a lifetime partner or stage three, you're going to have the opportunity to meet Pastor Troy, Pastor Joseph Z, Pastor Schwartz, Alan, and Tony Merkel, and Darren Stott, and you will be the first one to see, I believe, episode one and episode two.
Which is on portals.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We are
leasing some portals.
We needed to laugh. That's what it was.
Portals. It's actually on portals. And spiritual doors, mm-hmm. and things that we've seen all over the world. And this is going to be, the first 30 minutes is going to be on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then all of it in its entirety is going to be camped.
Amen.
And it's going to live at ODX.TV. Mm-hmm. And you got to be stage 2 or stage 3 member. But this thing is a day to spend with us.
Mm-hmm.
So an entire day. So the first thing that's going to happen is we're actually going to do a food outreach. We're mm-hmm. going to feed 4,000 people. We're going to see miracles.
Amen.
We're going to be a part of that. Your mind will be blown. And then we're going to leave the Open Door Food Bank. We're going to come over here. I'm buying all of you guys lunch. By the way, this is free.
Mm-hmm.
This is free to our Stage 3 and our Stage 2 and our Lifetime members. And then, man, we are all going to get together. We are going to get up on the stage. We are going to premiere the first episode of The Counter. And then we're going to have questions and answers, and we're going to pray for everybody in the house. We're literally going to be together from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
it's going to be crazy. I'm going to give you a tour of our entire facility. We're going to turn off the cameras. I'm going to tell you guys about some secret operations that we have going on all over the planet Earth. I'm going to reveal some things to you guys, and we're going to pray about those things, and we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So go to ODX.TV and sign up for it. And for more information, you can call 877-413-0888.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to come back in 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we come back, I am going to have my guest. And my guest is going to blow your mind. Number one, she looks like Jesus. She just looks like a feminine, beautiful Jesus.
Amen.
And number two, she is the face of redemption because her Redeemer lives. But first, let me take you to a commercial that shows you what The Counter is all about. Watch this. Okay. We have spent 2 full days filming here, guys, and now we're going to begin the editing process. But the unedited version, guys, is going to be camped out at ODX.TV.
Nations going against nations.
What we're seeing actually unleashed on the earth right now.
It's this hopeful expectation.
But something charging directly at us.
Anytime the name of Jesus was mentioned, these beings would flee in terror.
Bell worship, sex magic, human trafficking, pornography. It's actually all a part of the very same things. And friends, we are not afraid to talk about it.
Dr. Parker Bellow I'm trying to get it right. I really am.
You did great.
Did I do great? Well, let me finish my introduction of you here. You know what? You are a survivor of human trafficking, which she calls soul assassination. And I really want to make a big deal out of you being here today, Dr. Brooke, because honestly, I've followed you for a long, long time. I've seen you like you're filming right now. Would you guys put her back up there, please? You're literally about to be on the Sean Ryan show, which is crazy to me, which means you're going to speak to untold millions of people. You have stood before presidents. You have, stood before kings. God Almighty has granted you this huge platform. You've been in movies. And yet there was a day when you were literally somebody's slave. And look at what Jesus has done with you. Look at what he's done. I'm just so proud of you. And I can't tell you how much I love you and just how proud I am to get to speak to you today.
Thank you so much, Pastor Troy. So I've wanted to meet you for a really long time. And I just love your Bible studies. Your deep understanding hermeneutically in the Word of God, the depth of many things that you teach, in addition to just being a man of honor, akin to your work in the counter-trafficking space and your propensity and ability to go into the uttermost parts of the world and to grab and snatch profound, incredible, just God's babies out of the pits of hell is God's work. And I appreciate that. And I thank you for that. And so, yeah.
Thank you. You know, I had a dream here a couple of years ago, Ladybug, that I saw these two guys talking. And one guy was talking to another guy saying, hey man, we rescue kids, we pull kids out of trafficking, we fight pornography, we fight cartels, we do the things. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I got to talk to this guy because that's what I do, man, let's go. And I was trying to get to him, and the one guy asked the other guy, and he said, what's that like? And the guy said, it's a terrible privilege. And then the dream was over. And I wrote that down in my journal, man, beside my bed. It's a terrible privilege. And that's kind of our, you know, you've lived the life of a terrible privilege. And you are so privileged and you're so blessed. But there is literally, there was a time in your life, you know, you have your whole story, you know, of coming from one thing, of literally seeing redemption, from coming from shame into honor, from coming from slavery into not only being free, but being so free that you had the propensity and the ability to be able to set others free. How did Jesus do that? What happened?
Well, I told my pastor, had a conversation, and I said, you know, I didn't grow up a church girl, but I always have been God's girl. And I knew that from a young girl. And, you know, we didn't grow up in poverty at home, but there's all types of poverty. And so my family was filled with emotional poverty. I believe my mother had undealt challenges that she wasn't transparent about. And so she didn't like me very much because she didn't know how to. So I was molested at a young age, raped at 11, not to go into the whole story, ran away. And I was raped at 11 by an uncle, a play uncle, not a blood uncle. He was in his mid-20s, and it was a brutal rape. And that just did a number on me as a young girl, as a straight-A student, an athlete, you know, a virgin, never seen a boy before. I didn't even know what he was doing, and it was hell. And so my whole life changed. The archetype of my mind changed. Everything about me changed. And so when I ran away, obviously my buddy and I weren't street savvy, and then we go from the frying pan into the fire. After I was rescued, I didn't know God. I didn't know, but I knew there was a God. And I was not the same young girl. I should have been in high school. I should have been studying. I should have been living a different life. And someone, oddly enough, I think it's strange, but I don't even know how to share how long to take. I don't want to take too long, but here's what I know. When you opened up, my sort of phrase, soul assassination, in the Greek, the word for the heart and mind is the same word. And so my heart was shattered and broken. It was shattered and broken. I didn't grow up with my father. I connected with him later in life, and he became my best friend before he died. And he could say to me something as simple as, sweetheart, you look so beautiful in those shoes. And I could be going to speak to 12,000 people and I'd be floored. Because there's something about the legacy of fatherhood and a man of honor that is extraordinary. And to be shattered and raped many, many times by many men and groups of men at a young age in the brothel that I was in, you just think that men are different, that that's who they are. They rape you, they hurt you, they beat you, and that's all that they want. And so once you're in, you know, they give you drugs and alcohol, you're just sort of there, and you'll do anything for it to stop for a moment, for an hour, for a day. And just like a Ghislaine Maxwell, there's women there that sort of this good cop, bad cop. So it goes back from this emotional manipulation of mothering and loving and rape and mothering and loving and rape, and it's back and forth. When I was trafficked from Los Angeles to New York to Vegas, all of connected to the mafia, the front door was an escort service that was a legal business in Las Vegas, and a lot of prostitution rings and trafficking run out of legal escort services with a lot of underage individuals. And so they would take us past the Valley Parker, past the Bellman, give us a key to the golden elevators, and that was the deal. And we were watched all the time. I think that the Lord, when I was rescued, I was addicted to drugs, intently and deeply. I didn't look the same. I didn't feel the same. I walked funny. I talked funny. And I was absolutely just total fear. I took a job at the Hamburger Hamlet. And my adopted uncle today is an actor, actor John Voight. So I know he's going to watch this. He's been close family friend for many, many years. And he would come into the Hamburger Hamlet. And so my first 2 weeks of working there, I worked breakfast. He'd come in and order crispy bacon, scrambled eggs, toast, coffee, and an orange juice. And he would stare at me and talk to me. And I thought, oh my God, he's like, is he a weird guy? Does he want to hurt me? And then someone said, don't you know who that is? I'm like, he looks kind of familiar, but he's probably just some weird guy. That's actor John Voight. Come on. And he just fell in love with me in this fatherly way. He was my first mentor. He started to come in and started to ask me questions about life. And I started to disarm. He ended up bringing other people in sometimes. There were known people. Took me to houses of really well-known actors. And so I was in acting school. And so he got me connected with a better acting school. And I ended up booking my first acting job. It was through the arts that I discovered the displacement of my pain in a different situation. Mm. So I knew it was possible psychologically. And then I would go to the gym finally. And this guy used to say, hey, come to my gym and go over here with me and let's work out together. Because so I joined a second gym. Then he would say, are you born again? And I would say, born again? No, I'm going to Self-Realization Fellowship in Pacific Palisades and I'm meditating and I'm feeling really great about myself and I'm owning life. And he said, well, you're welcome to come to my church. You know, I have two churches. One was a church in Inglewood called Bible Enrichment. And the other one was Pastor Jack Hayford's church. He would go to Nevada, church on the way. And so Pastor Jack was like my life, as well as Pastor Crawford. And so before I decided to go to church, Self-Realization Fellowship, they had these pictures on this sort of mantle, Jesus will reach you anywhere. It was like a guru, the Hare Krishna God, a Hindu God, but there was Jesus Christ. And I said, you know what? I've heard of him. My granddad, my auntie, they would talk about Jesus. So I took the name of Jesus, bought a Bible, and I'm going to practice my guru meditations focusing on Jesus. Just the name of Jesus. Pastor Choi, Jesus came in my room in my apartment in Los Angeles and met me there, didn't see his face, felt his presence, heard his voice audibly. The ceiling opened up. I had this experience. I didn't know what it was. And I started singing in tongues. Well, I didn't know it was tongues, but it was like this unknown language, speaking and then singing. And then he said, go. And I shook and I was nervous. And I knew he meant a whole soliloquy. Go to that church, get that guy's number. So I went to church, ran to the altar at the inn. And when I went in there, they were praying in the spirit. And I go, that's that thing. That's that sound. I think I was doing that in my condo. And so I run to the altar and the speaker there was, his name was Pastor Lee. And he said, I think you're already born again, young lady, but let's go ahead and do the sinner's prayer. And from that moment, I understood the scripture that I was going to share just one part of it, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then the next one, and that's Galatians 2 and 20. And then the next one, Acts 1 and 8. And then Galatians 2 and 20, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live. And so from that moment, I understood that I had to lose my life for Christ's sake that I could discover it. So I had to let pain go. But that was a 15-year journey.
Okay, that's a doozy. Okay, I want to. There's a couple of things I want to touch on in here, if you allow me. And one is this. So the thing that I have found is that, like, okay, I have a daddy's anointing upon me, right? Just to be a dad to all of these girls and these boys that we're rescuing. And What I have found is that if I can just honestly show them the Father's heart, things just come falling off. It's the Father's heart. It's a demonstration of the Father's heart that for the first time, many of these girls, most of these girls and most of these young women, they have never seen a man outside of selfishly taking from them. And they think that that's what men do. And they think that the only value that they have is to somehow serve that in some kind of way. But I promise you, if anybody who has been enslaved, if anybody that has been abused, I know that if they can see the Father's heart towards them, they will see themselves differently for the very first time. And it seems like you saw that. It seems like that you actually saw that.
That's, you're absolutely right. That's the antithesis of pain and suffering and abuse. The legacy of fatherhood is a bit of a dying art. But it's an art that Christ has given men the understanding of how to heal. Sexual exploitation and sexual violence is camouflaged in a highly sexualized society, predicated mostly by men, not only, but mostly. And when men, Josh McDowell did some stats some years ago, and the idea of men and fathers, if it's a natural father, it's easier in the home. If it's a stepfather, abuse and violence goes up like 400%. If it's no father, even more. And so all victims that are raped are by men. And even the women sometimes that are there, because couples would purchase us, you could see that the women were doing it because the men sort of made them do it. I'm not saying that they were victims, they were wrong. But they also were broken because they needed him to say that a girl. Your daddy's girl too, because you're doing what I'm telling you to do. Ghislaine Maxwell is that kind of abused, sick pedophile, but I don't know if it started when she was younger. I think she was broken later and later, and then she got sucked into that and she died. And then she was just made to do everything she was made to do.
I have found that, you know, some of the most profound prophetic words that I have ever given anybody in my entire life is just to look them in the eye and say, can I tell you something? I say, you are a good girl. And I mean, I have seen children that were not verbal become verbal when I just said, I want to tell you, I'm so proud of you and you're such a good girl. And I've literally seen a spirit of dumbness fall off of them where they were so traumatized that they could not speak. I've seen it change just like that when they hear the affirmation of the Father's heart towards them. And I agree with you, just like that monster Maxwell. Okay, yeah, she turned into a monster. She sure did. But I guarantee you, that was not her life ambition whenever she was little. That was not what she thought she would grow up to become. And she got caught up in a system. She got caught up in a thing. And she got demon-possessed, and off she went. And she conformed her life to the image of a monster's plan, which is exactly the antithesis of what the Holy Spirit does with us. He brings us into a place to where we trust him so much that he can give us the plan, and then we conform our lives to the image of it. And it's a tremendous perversion of that kind of thing from a highly sexualized society that is part of the family structure now. You know, people say all the time, I'm so appalled, Pastor Troy, that you guys are rescuing kids all over the world and it's their parents that sell them. Like, dude, that's going on right here. That's going on right here, right now, because we're so highly sexualized now and we hardly can see any kind of value for one another in any form of a society unless it is highly sexed up. And man, the heart of the Father is the answer to that. The heart of the Father is the answer to that. The power of the Holy Spirit is the answer to that. Dr. Brooke, I got to tell you, man, before we're about to go behind the veil here in just a few minutes, which is just specific for ODX people, but I got to just, I feel the Lord when I hear you every time I watch you. I mean, like right now, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit, and I do. And I mean, you're just so, you know, you're just so clean. You know, you don't have any of that on you. You don't have any of that on you. And I love that about you. You know, nobody would know that if they just saw you walking in the street, or if they entered in a room, they would look at you and go, this is a woman who's had mastery in her life from the time she was a baby girl, and she has walked that walk. Wow. And because you have become as a well springing up, you know, you just have this holy thing.
That's what the enemy So in the book of Joel and other scriptures that talks about trying to put child in the way that they should go and that older won't depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
What the enemy does, because he has no power or authority, but he can look at family generations. And you talk about this when you, you know, teach on numbers and the gematria and the profound studies that you teach on as it relates to freedom from bondage and freedom in life and salvation and redemption. But in this process of discovering one's identity, the enemy chooses to certain people at particular times, very, very young, to rob a child of identity before it's fully developed. And so when you think of the idea that over 80% of women who have prostituted themselves as adults were raped or violated as children, it gives you a different idea of how we have to snatch others out of the fire of abuse, because it's generational and it's surmountable and profound. And of course, when the Hebrew boys came out of the fire furnace, you could not smell the smoke. And that is the redeeming power of the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus, through King Jesus. And I think that for me, I was in soot, I was in suicide, I was found trying to kill myself. And so the idea that I wanted to eventually live was not it was not overnight. Salvation is instant, but renewing one mind and heart and becoming
whole. Right.
Is right. You have to walk it out as you grow and you expand in Christ. And you need individuals like you and your ministry and other extraordinary ministries to walk it out with people. And no one is transparent anymore. I mean, we have men fill the room in our restorative justice program, in our Kingdom Sons Legacy of Fatherhood program. These men are so addicted to pornography. They went in there to look at, as you said earlier, adult women, they thought, and they end up looking at infants. And they're crying to us. 30% tell us they were abused as children, so they never told anyone. We're the first person often that they're telling. And so this is an epidemic, and pornography, coming from the word pornea in the Greek, does mean prostitution. Pornography is not, yes, it is the gateway, as you know. We did a rescue a couple years ago, and there were 200 victims as young as 8 in child porn. We did a rescue, you know, that Operation Dragon Eye that we led with federal marshals, 60 victims in Florida, children. And I just think that, you know, for me, the team and the work and the discovery of one's identity throughout one's lifetime, we haven't had anyone graduate our program less than sort of 5 years. And so people have to be very polite and very incredible and patient with victims. And you know, Pastor Troy, it's about prevention now with men. And I love what you're doing with other men and Men of Honor, which is why I'm here in Nashville with some really great people. But if men are the biggest part of the problem, not discovering their true identity in Christ and losing it in debaucherousness and lasciviousness, but they are the biggest part of the solution.
Absolutely.
All right, so.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you for saying that. Way to go. You know, I have there's a little boy that I'm working with right now that I've been talking to for a couple of years, and again, we're about to have to go behind the veil. Now, I will go off into more detail of this once we go strictly to the ODX platform, and we can have some really fun talks whenever we're over there. But there's a little boy that I'm working with right now, and a girl, which I'm not personally working with her. Pastor Swanamy is, but the little boy just recently, he and I were talking, and he's actually now, he's actually a 15-year-old, and we've had him for 3 years, and you know, hey, he's 15, you know, he's 15, he's a boy, and he's talking to me, and he says, listen, you always tell me I'm good and that you're proud of me, but you're not going to be proud of me. And I said, why, what makes you think I would not be proud of you? And he started telling me about, he started, you know, all these kids end up telling you, and you know, while you never ask them to tell you, they want to tell you at some point, and you have to let them. And of course, we know their cases. I already know everything. But he tells me, he says, well, I'm not going to go to the prom, or I'm not going to do the dance this year. And so why? And he said, because I don't think that girls will like me. And this kid's super good looking. Oh, this boy looks like a rock star. And he's just beautiful. And he said, but I think that probably, you know, I said, just tell me, why don't you think any girls are like you? He said, because I think that I'm probably more like somebody that boys would like. And I said, why do you think that? And he went into, let me see your face there, Brooke. Would you guys? He went into this thing because he's confused because through the sexualization that he went through, you know, he cooperated. And that's very confusing for anybody, for even for adults. And I'm like, he's like, you wouldn't believe what I did. You wouldn't believe. And I went, and I just said, bro, that's part of it. That's part that, and I started walking him through this whole thing, telling him to say, do you know that every single person struggles with that, thinking they deserve what they got, thinking that they're actually a part of the problem, and then thinking them also that they are the sexual monster that these people told them they were. And I said, your father does not speak that into your life. And I said, I will never see you like that, ever. I said, man, you were surviving and you were going through this thing and now you are an overcomer. And I mean, just in being able for him to sit with a man and have a 2-hour conversation and go, no, listen, I know what this is and I know who you are. And for me to be able to speak, he's a full on boy now, but you got to be able to be, people got to be able to be safe. You know, to be able to be vulnerable, and you got to be prepared to speak identity, you know, into their lives. You have to do that.
I don't know how much we can say. I won't say much, but every child, when individuals try to delineate to a child what their sexuality is, when they're a child in general, but especially a child of this type of trauma, there is so much confusion. They don't know. And so I often fight with certain psychologists and psychotherapists to leave them alone, because I, you know, struggled when I was rescued. And I think that there's an incredible book by a therapist that The Body Keeps the Score. When human trafficking, you know, in Ezekiel 28, is this whole idea that something is merchandise, is taken from its original use, which is in service to God, our King, to be utilized for something that was never meant. And merchandising is where we get the word rakla from.
That's right.
And that is what trafficking, that's where it comes
that's
from.
That's right.
And the propensity and ability for us to understand human trafficking is not just about individuals being trafficked. But Pastor Troy, it's the revelation that the body of Christ is being trafficked, that the people of God are
that's
being trafficked
right.
from Christ and away from the cross. And because of that, no wonder that many children are being demonstratized with lascivious and profound abuses done to them. And as you know, 10 years ago, we used the term child prostitution, which is like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
As though that could be. And if someone says to me another time that a 10-year-old or 12-year-old is a young woman, if you are a 16 or under, you're still a girl. You're just a girl. You're just a girl. You're just a baby. And if you were abused and violated, then you're 16 and you're really 11 or 10 or 7. And you're different ages at different points until you kind of come together and grow. I still have an inner child that I have to get under wraps because I didn't get to be one. So right. I still do stupid girly things. I was crying in my hotel room before I go to the shoot today, thanking God that I got to meet you today. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to meet Pastor Troy today. I met, you know, Sean Ryan yesterday, and I've done all this stuff, and I'm so excited. And I'm like, this is a little girl in me. And I even brought my dog. So my two dogs are here and they're looking at me. And it's so amazing. And I can have adult people look at me and go, what is this woman doing? But I still have to celebrate the baby, the girl in me that didn't get to, you know, tiptoe through the tulips. And so we have to give children that. We have to relegate the idea of mental behavior, health, and rescue in a way that gives them space and time to hear from God on their own and discover destiny. And you can only do that in the Word of God. Contrary to popular psychiatric, whatever it is, and I believe in mental health.
Sure.
I am building AI software and have a tech company that's doing that, born out of this. Mm. Without the Lord, it is not going to happen, because he's the archetype of everything good. So,
Dr. Brooke Parker Bellow, I got to ask you, because I want you to pray for everybody. I want you to, because I'm just telling you, man, I already told you this before I got to talk to you live online, but I mean, like I said, we look at all your stuff. If I'm like, can you believe the way that this lady carries Jesus? And I mean, you really do. I mean, you carry Jesus in an extraordinary breakthrough way. And I mean, we see it because we do this, you know, we see it. And they were like, oh, whoa, that's what I'm talking about. But I want you, if you would please, ma'am, because we're about to go behind the veil, which is exclusive for everybody, ODX.TV. And we go behind the veil to talk about a few things that we might not be able to across all of our social media platforms. And we're going to go back there. But there's two things I want to do. Number one, I want to speak to you, and I want to speak to that little girl that is still inside of you and just say, I want to say this to you. Your papa is so proud of you, and you are such a good girl. And I bless you in Jesus' name. I'm so proud of you. And I receive that in the name of King Jesus. Receive that and let that be a part of you. And I bless you in that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me speak that over you. So will you please pray for everybody here? Will you do that? Everybody watching all over the world. I mean, we have multiple nations that are watching now. And yep.
I want to first thank John Rich, because I told him when I was going to be on. So not just Sean Ryan, but John Rich and his song about rescuing kids. You can share about it later. But I thank him, too. Incredible man of honor. And David Abbott. They're just amazing men.
Wow.
And they know that I'm with you today.
Wow. Love those guys. Love them.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, the issue of human trafficking in all of its forms, whether it's labor, which has this partnership, this evil partnership with sex trafficking, and organ trafficking, and all of it is a googly duck at the pit of hell. We pray against it in the name of Jesus, Father. And right now, with less than half of 1% of victims that are rescued globally, we ask that you would hover over them in the four corners of the earth now, in the name of Jesus. And that you would send laborers.
Yes.
Provide even more provision for Pastor Troy, more provision for More to Life, more provisions for our partners and all the organizations and all of the donors and everyone giving into Pastor Troy's ministry and other ministries in the name of Jesus, and that people realize, regardless of economic times, no matter what, kids, children, families need the support now. People are looking and wondering where their children are in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
All over the earth. And we thank you for each and every victim that they would hold on, and that every darkness, every cloud, every evil thing that has touched them, that you have this ability supernaturally to heal them, to catapult them like the wheel within a wheel for the transformation and renewal of the mind and heart like no one can. And so we thank you for healing and destiny, for you said survivors would build the waste places.
We thank you
for every man right now who is down the rabbit hole of pornography and addiction and is about to cross that threshold. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. We thank you for freedom. Not that the shame is undone in you, that there's not condemnation, that there's not judgment, that come out from amongst them in the name of Jesus. Now, in Jesus' name, take their blinders off. And for traffickers, Father God, we're going to talk about the percentage that were victims as children. Heal them now in Jesus' name.
Yep.
And the ones that are not, Father God, we thank you that only with less than 2% prosecutions, create this process where they are behind bars and cannot harm again. Cause the organizations to come together and to do this collective.
Come on, Lord, do it, God. Do it, Jesus.
Cause us, Father God, that there's no big eyes or little U's, but this is an epidemic, a pandemic in our world, and it needs to stop. And what Pastor Troy said earlier, that pornography and the issues of sexual tourism is what it's called.
Yep.
It's not even sex, because the word sex comes from koinonia. It means to know and be known. It's intercourse. It's us knowing you. Yes. Adam knew Eve.
Yes.
It is not sex. It is rape. And so, Father, we pray against that in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for a healing in the name of Jesus. And for each and every person, all of Pastor Troy's donors, all of his viewers, cause them to open up their hearts and understand that there, it's not just Pastor Troy. It's not the other organization. It's not the neighbor. That they have to do something, even if it's sowing into his ministry and others if it's volunteering or whatever it is, and to be willing to turn in a brother, to turn in a father.
Come on.
To turn in a husband.
Yes.
Be willing, and for men to be transparent, even in the pulpit. Even in the pulpit. And we thank you, Father God, that you are hovering over this nation like never before, and freedom for anyone in chain, especially the body of Christ, Jesus. That you're bringing it now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father God. We give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' precious and holy, unmatched full name. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, Jesus. I love you, Lord. So good. Father God, I agree. I agree with everything, God, that my sister just now prayed. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just, God, let Jehovah Nisi show up. And I pray, God, that the Lord is our banner would show up, and God, that the momentum would shift. And I pray, God, that the body of Jesus would wise up, God, that they would man up. I pray, Father God, sir, that we would stand up. And I pray, God, that we would say, not on our watch,
yes,
and make this a part, no matter the denominations, no matter people's expressions of worship, no matter any of those things, and say, no, we're going to stand for these children. Father God, sir, you hear their cries. And God Almighty, sir, you know exactly who they are, where they are. And I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for every single operator that is out there right now getting ready to kick down a door, for the countless numbers of people, God, that are having to monitor the filth of child pornography, looking at the people, God, that are sexual tourists, Lord God. I pray, God, for the people, God, that are raising these victims. I pray, God, for the people, God, that are rescuing. And I pray, God, that you would send your spirit out and fortify them. I declare Psalms 91, hedge of protection around them in every single way. And I want to lift up my sister. I want to lift up her ministry. I lift up all, God, that you've called her to do. I thank you, God, for her beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life that you have fully redeemed. And I pray, God, that countless millions would be set free through her, Lord God. I lift up her supporters. I lift up her teams. I lift up everybody, God, that just helps in any way for her. And God, I just speak an incredible blessing upon them. God, bless her Sean Ryan event today. God, I do lift up Sean Ryan. And I do lift up John Rich. And God, I love these guys. And I thank you, God, for raising them up, God, powerful voices in the United States of America for such a time as this. And Lord God, sir, take it, break it, multiply it. And I love you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Okay. So listen, will you stick with me for just a couple more minutes? Do you still have a few more minutes? Okay, so just a couple more and we'll go behind the veil, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, hey, friends, listen, if you haven't already looked her up and if you didn't know who she was, well, now you do. And I told you, cats, this was going to be crazy. I mean, don't you just love her? Don't you just love everything about her? I mean,
she carries the Holy Ghost very.
She carries the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Every time she spoke, you just felt fire.
How can you not be set free when you see somebody like that? How can you not take on the fight?
Amen.
How can you not get pornography out of your life when you see somebody like this?
Yeah.
How can you not say, I've got to be a world? If she, having come from the horror that she came from, and be that free today, man, that ought to give hope.
Amen.
That ought to give hope to
anybody. Look at what the Lord has done, and what a testimony to be encouraged and to get in the fight and stand in the fight.
Well, I hope to do lots of things with this lady in the future because she blows my mind.
Oh, yeah. Honestly. She carries the Holy Ghost
I hope that she can still hear, but I want to say this to everybody. We come across, quote unquote, ministries and organizations all over the planet Earth, and it is very rarely that we are impressed with them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say that. But most people that are well known for rescuing kids, they don't do nothing. They're a lot of hype. I want to stop. I apologize. They actually create a lot of awareness. And guys, we need that.
Amen.
We really do. I'm like, where's your kids? How do you raise them? And many people, we very rarely find somebody that is the picture of it, that is the picture of the hope in Jesus of total redemption, that creates awareness, who is honored the way that she is honored, but then is actually involved in the rescue and raising of children. She's the full package.
Amen.
And I'm just like, that's what I'm talking about. When you and I spoke at the big human trafficking event, when we all went to the human trafficking thing in DC,
We looked around at hundreds of ministries that were there. We were the only ministry in the house that does all three, that creates awareness, that rescues kids,
and actually doing something about it.
Actually raises those kids. Well, she's the real deal. And what a blessing. Praise God for that. So listen, guys, she's going to join us behind the veil, and she's going to be with us in here in just a few minutes. Man, we're going to go behind the veil. How do you want to take us out of this?
So I want to remind everybody about tonight, Pastor Troy's bringing the word. So if you are in town, if you're in Burleson, if you're not, you're going to want to join us at odx.tv. God has been moving such a powerful way, and you're not going to want to miss it. We're seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. But if you just tuned in and you just saw a little bit of Dr. Brooke, we are doing some, we're giving some giveaways and some fun things. So if you donate today, $500, Pastor Troy, you're going to write your amazing partners or anybody that gives a letter and a gift of their choice, but you have to call in at 877-413-088. Yeah,
let me tell you about that letter. I'm excited for that. It's going to come in a card. And listen, man, you can't buy a prayer. You can't buy a blessing. Mm-mm. It's not about that.
No, sir.
What it's about is I just want to do something really special for you. Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is, man, we'll look at your name. We'll look at your whatever. And we'll all get together as a team. So what do you feel like that God Almighty is speaking to this person? Well, I should write those things out. Like, why? Why are you trying to do that, man? You after money? I am after money. We have to raise $4 million to finish the projects that we have right this second. And it's life or death for people. Mm-hmm. It's literally life or death. We have a $300,000 bill to meet just in Mexico City for the only boys' home in all of the nation of Mexico. The only one. And we have the full endorsement of not only the Mexican federal government, but also the United States government. We just had a visit from Homeland, from the Department of Homeland Security. Brother Tom Holman sent some incredible people to our house. They've been doing a huge investigation on us. The lady from Homeland Security said, "We've been looking at you for 2 years. I have never seen a file like your file. And you have our full backing." The American ambassador to the nation of Mexico fully backs us and supports us, and they know our homes. And they're like, "Okay, y'all can get licenses for anything, absolutely anything. It's Christmas. How many kids are you willing to rescue and take in?" They gave us a green light. So let's do it. Come on, let's do that thing. So,
so if you give $500, you get a written letter by Pastor Troy himself and a gift of your choice, but you have to call in. If you give $100, we give a free gift of your choice when you call in. Or if you give $30 and you're like, "You know what? I want to sow this. I want to sow by faith," we will give you a calendar. So please join us in this fight. Let's get in the fight. We are in the front lines of this ministry. We're sending funds where it needs to be sent. You could join us. You could call us at 877-413-0888. You could give at troybrewer.com and you could click on give, or you could go to P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas 76097.
Okay, friends, for all of my stage two partners at odx.tv, for all of my stage three partners at odx.tv, and for all of our lifetime partners, stay right where you're at. If you're watching this on odx.tv, man, just stay right where you're at. We're about to shut down all of our social media feeds, and we'll be directly with you with Dr. Brooke Wowzers right after this.
I'm more muted.
This is going to be one of the greatest shows ever, and I'm so excited about it. So, friends, be looking for Joseph Z. We're Christians. We're believers in Jesus.
That's right.
Darren Stott.
This can be redeemed. Your marriage can be restored.
Alan DeDia.
God speaks through authority. He always has, and he always will.
Tony Markle.
And so it should be a call to the men of the household to be strong in their position and don't abandon the post.
Brian Schwartz.
That means we have his memory, we have his insight, we have his perspective.
And yours truly, and for a brand new show that's called The Counter. You'll be able to find it exclusively in stage two and stage three of odx.tv.